Hiya there, this is attempt three after the technology's let me down a couple of times, so fingers crossed. Anyway, after looking at Gail and Bernie's blogs recently, they've shamed me into having a little try of doing my own podcast, so I've downloaded Audioboo, sort of, I guess so far so good. You know, only 10 minutes have passed since I downloaded it, and it looks like everything looks like it's working now. So I thought I'd just spend a couple of minutes talking about some of the tools that I've been using recently. One of them is Padlet. I've been starting to get a little bit of an idea of some of the tools which might work in my setting. We've been given hundreds, as I'm sure you all know, to play around with. Some of them easier to get used to than others, and Padlet is probably one of the more simple ones. And I think because it's getting towards the end of the academic year, I thought I'd use Padlet as a really good way to use as a forum for the students to discuss what sort of topics they need help with before their exams. I've got quite a few classes who are due to have exams in the next month or so. So I wanted to use Padlet as almost like a sounding board. In class I always ask the students to lead the discussions in terms of what they want to revise once we've covered all of the input on a module. But in the classroom itself, often it's the loudest voice who gets their opinion heard over the others. So I thought Padlet might give everyone an equal voice, an equal say in what topics they thought were most important. And I think what's good about Padlet is how easy it is to use. There's no need for any of the students to actually register or sign up. I think that can be a stumbling block to a lot of students. They don't want the idea of signing up and giving themselves a username and a password and so on. So often they don't do it. But there's no need to register at all to write on the wall. As long as the students have been sent the web address, then it's actually really easy to access. They don't need to put any great amount of detail on a wall. And it's pretty informal. It's informal to allow the students to, I think, feel free to make their thoughts heard. It can only form a very small part of it. I guess the strength of Padlet is also one of its weaknesses, in that it's such a small sounding board that it can form a large part of the learning profile, but it certainly opens up avenues that we can explore further. So as a sounding board, I think it's great. I guess it's been a recurring theme, and my other blog posts with that you'll hear about later on will show something similar, but the recurring theme around this it seems to have been with whenever I try to introduce new technologies to the students is student apathy. Initially, very few students actually contributed anything to the Padlet wall. I didn't know what to believe. Do the students who didn't post anything not want to revise anything? Do they not need any help at all? In the end, I had to speak to my students face to face. That way I was sure to get a response. What most of them said to me was, oh, you know, they saw the link but they forgot, or they didn't get around to posting their thoughts, or they were going to do it tomorrow, so on and so forth. You know, pretty disheartening responses really, but I think I've probably got to take a little bit of the blame myself. Enthusiasm for anything is only as good as how I make it. If I make them want to use a tool, then they're likely to use it. If they're not using a tool, it's probably because I haven't made it clear enough, or I made it inviting enough or important enough for them to want to use. I think the main issue is the timing. We're just coming up to the end of our academic year now. So the students have been all the way through the year, and to be fair, I think I've been guilty of not perhaps introducing particularly too many new technologies this year to my students. I haven't been blowing them away with this, that and the other of all the new apps and so on and so forth. So as we get towards the end of the year, all of a sudden I start this module and I start throwing a whole load of new technologies at them, and I think it's been met with a bit of scepticism. I think they're thinking, you know, why do this now? Why do it at the beginning of the course? So I think if we did introduce it at the beginning of a module, then the students get familiar with its use and you can start using it and it becomes commonplace. So I certainly intend to use these technologies next year. I think it's unfortunate the timing of me taking this module. It's made me really excited about all these new technologies, perhaps at the time when the students don't need the new technologies throwing at them. I think they want to concentrate on their revision now, and revision is going over existing work. We can use new ways to do it, but I think they want familiarity now, rather than new techniques. So I don't think my enthusiasm's been overly dampened, but I think I'm going to make use of something like Padlet next year, but from the start, along with a lot of the other technologies as well. I think the beginning of the year is the perfect time to use them. The students are familiar with them, you can get that familiarity going, and I think then it becomes commonplace in the classroom. Anyway, that's all I've got to say for the time being. Thanks for listening. Bye.